10.12.
If you're thinking of having a holiday or travelling somewhere nice, the planning can be complicated. The internet is full of reviews of hotels, restaurants and attractions. There are so many different ways of travelling and thousands of places to go. Where do you start? Why not follow these three simple steps to find the right holiday for you? Step 1. Think about what you want to do on your holiday. The first thing people usually try to decide is where they want to go. But it's probably better to start by thinking about what you want to do. Do you want to relax? Then think about how you relax. For example, do you like reading or doing yoga? Or do you like doing something more active? Do you want to go somewhere completely different? Do you want to visit an exciting new city or see some countryside and animals that are different from where you live? Seeing something completely new is a great way to forget about your normal life. Do you want to have an adventure? Perhaps you're dreaming about climbing Everest or living with an African tribe. You could use your holiday to make one of those dreams come true. Do you want to learn something new? Not everybody wants to sit in a classroom learning Spanish or be in a kitchen learning to cook when they're on holiday, but some people love it. And nowadays, you can do courses in many countries and experience a different culture at the same time. So, now step 2. Think about the people you're going to go with. Are they family or friends? Do they have children? What do they want to do? People have different needs and interests. And if you're all going to enjoy the holiday, you need to make sure you all want the same things. But if what you really want to do is to meet new people, perhaps it would be better to travel alone. And finally, step 3. Think about good holidays you had in the past. Why were they good? Perhaps it was the people you were with. Perhaps it was something you learned or an experience you had. What can you repeat from those holidays? Of course, there are always other things you need to consider, like how much money you can spend and how much time you can be away. But first, follow these 3 steps and then you're ready to start thinking about where you want to go.